I'd like to call the Thursday, June 13th, 2024 meeting of WPCA to order. Begin with the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Begin with, okay, we did the call to pledge allegiance. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Lathrop is absent. Commissioner Longton?
Here.
Commissioner Maselli?
Here.
Commissioner Gladue?
Here.
Three present. We have a quorum. Any remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda? Any remarks from the public? Third and final required call. Any remarks from the public? Hearing none, moving on to new business. We have a motion here. Frank, would you read the motion, please?
To consider and act on the bid waiver for repair of the RWCB discharge line, the Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolve to consider and act to waive the sealed bid requirement in Section 708A of the Town Charter for Phase 4 of the repair of the Rand Whitney Container Board sewer discharge line and allocate funds in the amount of $800,000 as it is in the best interest of the town.
Thank you. We have a motion. Is there any discussion?
Yep. Need a second first.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Need a second.
Second. So I got to second it. So
yes.
There it's second. Now it's discussion.
Now it's discussion. Okay. For discussion. And for the record, Ron, would you and Derek together explain why we are here today?
This is Derek Albertson, superintendent. We've had conditions where the Rand Whitney discharge line has, due to the waste stream going from the Rand Whitney facility to the plant, has degraded over time, and increasingly we've seen numerous breaks starting a couple years ago. So we reviewed through the town attorney and WPCA attorney the relationship, formal relationship we have with Rand Whitney, and the obligations to repair that facility. They own the line, but we are required to repair it. And we have a relationship with them that they repay us a certain amount of money, $200,000 a year, to reimburse us for money expended. This specific project is consisted of four phases. Tonight we're here to talk about the fourth and final phase. We've conducted three phases so far where the discharge line has been, and the return line have been either lined or in most cases replaced with a C900 pipe. The agenda has an attachment that details the financial expenditures by the WPCA to repair the pipe that extends from their facility to the plant. And what we're asking for tonight is the final phase four monies necessary to complete the project. Mr. Administrator?
Yeah, I think I've passed out some pictures. You can see the catastrophic damage that was caused due to the deterioration of the ductile iron pipe. So when they send the pigs down, the air vents are all clogged and everything else. So it just hits a hammer, and they're increasing the pressure to force those through, and it just blows out the top of the line. So replacing all that, replacing all that ductile iron with the C900, it won't be 100% from the plant to the Rand Whitney, but it's going to be, you know, probably 85-90% by the time we're done with this project. There's some parts that are lined. It's their discharge side that's the real problem. The water that we're sending back, those lines have been fine.
Yeah.
So we have some little area by the by the plant when you turn down Depot Road and you make that corner down to Pink Row. That part hasn't been done. A little bit headed into the plant hasn't been done. And there's a section by St. John's that is lined. All those are lined, so it should be good.
Is that all discharge lines?
All discharge.
Supply.
Right now, we're doing both lines for the most part all the way through. This is double lined for the last section of it.
So, is this going to finally finish this job up?
That is our greatest hope and desire.
But we still have some sections that actually haven't been changed. So these could break down the road, so we could have some down the road again, right?
At some point, there could be a failure. At some point, it could be an joint. It could be something else, earth movement, drainage problems, undermining. But I would suspect that it's not going to be every month like we've been seeing lately, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a letter of support that was provided by Rand Whitney in the package, that they're all on board with this to make this happen. We got the traffic control in there because there's going to be significant detours for this last section. We have to detour all the truck traffic from the plant.
$78,000?
It's significant.
How long is supposed to take this last section?
They think they're going to be able to get all the work done by the end of August, when Rand Whitney shuts down for their big shutdown. Mm-hmm. We will hopefully have B&H do the tie-ins at that point. So, yeah.
A little over 2 months?
Yeah, should be done.
Oh, it's that long, 2 months, huh?
Is all the traffic control police officers?
Mostly. Okay. I mean, we're playing for flaggers, but this is some traffic control that it's also, they're going to have to move them all the way around and go all the way up to the other end of Maple Avenue and come around the old water tower and come back in that way for their truck traffic. Mm-hmm. So it's a significant amount of traffic is going to be detoured onto 163.
When it comes out by the old junkyard there.
Yeah, by Yale's.
Yale's.
How is local traffic going to be handled?
Well, that's the thing. That's why there's a significant amount of money budgeted for traffic control in there. And it's going to be, it is what it is. But, at the end of the day, this should do it. And we're coordinating the drainage with Public Works on the projects as well. So,
what's this contingency, 20%?
You never know what you're going to find when you get in the ground, as a contractor.
So we're going to take in, $800,000, but actually it could be a lot less.
Could be less.
Okay.
This is not to exceed.
Who monitors what they're spending?
Derek and I, but mostly our guys in the field who are telling us what they're actually doing and what's going on.
So the traffic control could be less too.
It could be. Those bills directly come from the police department, so they're not marked up. Those are direct bills. There's no markup on those.
Okay. So the $800,000 we're going to vote on tonight is basically not to exceed. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
I think I'm good with that.
Any other questions?
Nope. I was kind of looking to see what we had here. The numbers didn't match up, but you had the 20% there, and then you come up.
I rounded it up a shade.
Yeah.
Just to make it even 800,000.
Yep. Yeah.
It was just shy of that, and I said, you know what? We're going to need something.
Someone's going to buy hamburgers.
No, I bought the hamburgers. And the
how
water.
Long
and
do
the donuts.
How long do you think this line's actually going to last?
So the ductile iron was supposed to have a 60-year life. We know that didn't make it.
This
is supposed to have a 60-year life as well.
Yeah.
I have a lot more faith in the C900 than I did in the ductile iron.
Yeah,
it's smoother. It doesn't pit out and catch on things. It should reduce the number of pigs they need to send down, hopefully.
Rand Whitney has also improved their discharge temperature. They have a new cooling tower and that lower temperature. It's went from like 80 degrees to now it's like in the 60s and 70s.
It's a significant drop.
Yeah, and that also will contribute to a longer life. But the C900 is actually designed for this type of
temperature
where the cast is not, the ductile with the concrete lining started degrading day one.
With that significant drop in the temperature, is there any possibility of freezing in the winter?
It's way below grade.
Okay.
And we receive it at our facility even in the winter, it doesn't get colder than, you know, 50s, 60s.
And it's constantly moving, too.
Yeah. There's a lot of flow through that thing.
But fortunately, we left that bypass in place, and we were able to immediately switch over and get this. The only other thing that we had to do was some public relations work. You know, it did cross this gentleman's lawn and made quite a significant mess of his property, and we cleaned that up.
Yeah.
And he was happy.
That's contingency.
Yeah,
he was happy. We responded.
But we haven't heard back from him. I mean, he hasn't called to say he was unhappy. And when we get the remarks from the commission members, I'll let Derek give you some other good news.
And financially, this funding is available?
We do have the cash.
Okay.
Well, this is basically should put this to bed, right? So this should be the last big expenditure for this line. Should be for a while.
Derek and I knock on wood every day that this
right,
is it.
Right, but it looks like the other, rest of it's not bad shape. So this should be the last big expenditure after this. I'm figuring, she's good.
Okay. Frank?
I'm good.
You good?
Yep.
Roll call, vote please.
Commissioner Longton.
Favor.
Commissioner Maselli.
Favor.
Commissioner Cloutier.
Favor.
Motion carries. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Okay. Any remarks from the commissioners? Rick?
Well, the only thing that I really didn't like about this whole project is that when it started, you know, I only did two phases, and you never really told us what the rest of it was going to cost. I don't like starting a project only knowing half the price. Mm-hmm. So in the future, I'd like to see the price for the whole thing.
And it wasn't this when it started, it like it was the breakage, it was that emergency.
Yeah, I think that ideally we would have loved to run things, but there was no way that they wanted to commit to paying for that too. So I don't disagree, but the way it manifested itself is the way it kind of developed. It was more of an emergent need kind of thing.
I would agree with him, except that this was an emergency, so
it's just sort of popping all over the place. It was like whack-a-mole.
Yeah, you can't switch in the middle a project like this with some other company because you're not going to save money by doing that.
It's really not a matter of switching. It's just a matter when they put the... He should have gave us a price for the whole thing. He knew he was going to do it. He should have just said what the whole price was.
But he didn't even know what he was going to encounter.
Looking at.
Didn't even know what he was going to encounter going through the drainage lines and... You know,
until
you get into the ground, you don't know what you find. You know what you're going to hit.
And we haven't. And he's the P&H. Like everything's been going smoothly with what they've been doing. We don't. There's been no issues with their work at all.
Not their work, no.
Yeah. So,
I think when this whole thing first started, I think it was really difficult to give a total price because we didn't know what we were dealing with at that time.
Well, didn't he put the first two lines in?
I don't know. That was a long time. That was a long time ago. It had to be 30 years ago, I would think.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
But I will say this. Seeing them in those trenches and what they are working in, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. Wouldn't do it.
All right. We have a motion. It's been voted on and carried. No further remarks from the commissioners?
I would just like to add one thing, if I may. Derek,
yes,
would
Mr.
you
remarks
give
from
a
the administrator.
From the shout out about what we had at the town council meeting the other night?
Oh, yeah, we've.
Rich was there.
It was quite a feather in our cap to receive a compliment from the public ratepayer in the manor who observed our closed captioning TV crew out inspecting the sewers. That's something the commission was generous enough to authorize for a capital improvement. We have a new collections operator who's really, he did 1,000 feet this week already.
Killing it.
Cleaning and cammering, he's out there all the time. The manor is a suspect area, to say the least, for problems with the pipes. But this piece of equipment allows a close inspection and an assessment that you just can't do with anything else. So he's out there every day, and this woman took it upon herself to come to the council meeting and compliment him and the rest of the WPCA. So it's really nice.
And if you listen to the meeting recording, right at the end, she was one of the last ones, right after you. I think she was right after you.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I'd like to thank you, everybody, for their good wishes and the concern while I was out with my medical issues. I really appreciate it. Kevin's not able to make it today, but I want to thank him for stepping up and running things in my absence, and both of you guys for being very cooperative with that.
We missed you.
Thank yes, you. We did.
So,
and we'll try to spring any surprise special meetings on you anyway.
Okay.
Chuck.
Can't afford Gloria anymore.
With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 5:16.
Did we even record it?
Yeah.
We did?
I never turned it on.
Stop.
Even better.
Stop.